Today's Women of Influence Day at ptbotoday.ca, powered by Cody and James, Chartered Professional Accountants, joined by Amanda Nichols of Peterborough Fire. Amanda, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I have no words.
Was getting into fighting fires and working in fire prevention something that you always wanted to do, or something that you found at a later age?
Actually, it was something that I always wanted to do. I have a really great background in the fire service. Actually, my father was a training officer for a local fire department. He was a firefighter for 35 years. My grandfather and my great-grandfather were both firefighters. And so at a young age, I was always in the fire station and around, and I always knew that I wanted to do something in the fire service. So when I turned 18, I did my high school co-op with the fire department, and then I joined a volunteer fire department and went off to fire college and became a firefighter.
Interesting.
So that was how I was born into the fire service, essentially. And then I was a firefighter, and I also worked kind of in administration, part-time, kind of helping out the fire chief, and, you know, kind of when I was young and going to college, and just always in the environment and always wanting to be a part of, you know, fire safety and fire prevention, and then at that time actually physically fighting fires. So then I had a couple babies, and after that I wasn't running into burning buildings anymore.
Was making the switch from running into burning buildings to doing fire prevention a difficult one for you to make, or was it more of a no-brainer?
It was. It was a really tough decision, because I really did love being a first responder, as in that sense. I really did love helping people. I really did love, you know, going in, not just fires. I mean, we know that the fire service responds to a number of different emergencies, car accidents, medical calls, and I really did miss that. But I was a volunteer at the time, and my babies were little, and you can't just kind of run out of the house and leave them there. So it was a really tough decision, because I really did love that aspect of it. But it really did lead me to the path that I'm on today and where I ended up. So I think that it was a really good choice.
I know that there's a really common misconception that all firefighters are these big, strong men, but what would your advice be to any women that want to get into firefighting?
Oh, I think that it's an absolutely excellent career choice for women. I think that any woman is more than capable, physically, mentally, emotionally, to pursue a career in the fire service, whether it's as a firefighter or a prevention officer or a public education officer or administration. If you have goals to aspire to, you know, be a chief or a deputy fire chief of a fire service, I would strongly encourage women to pursue that area. My own daughter, I think she would be an excellent firefighter. Oh, obviously I'm a proud mama, right? But she's 16 and she's looking at career paths, and I'm like, well, the fire service is a good one. Like, you would be excellent. But I definitely would encourage any woman that has an interest in the fire service that it's a great career path.